Hey, Sean.
Hey, Haley. So for our listeners just joining us today, this week we are going to be discussing, well, this past week, me and Haley have we both picked a company and we did a social media audit.
Like, if you don't know what that is, now you know. You're going to find out on our podcast. So I guess I'll start. So I did my social media audit on Ariana Grande. Thank you. Next. And basically what I found from her is she's very active on all of her platforms. But I'd say that Twitter, she's the most active. Like, would you think that? Like, are you a big follower of her?
I follow Ariana, but okay, only for the memes, really.
Okay, see, there we go. And that brings me to another one of my findings. She's very, like, she's meme-tastic. Like, she's very connected with her fans, and she's very intimate, which is what makes, that makes part of her brand. The intimacy, the, like, relatability, and, yeah, stuff like that. And do you like the memes? Like, what do you think? What do you think?
I think they're good.
Do you get overwhelmed by how much she tweets?
I do. Yeah. Similarly, what I did this week, Denny's.
Yes. Whoa.
Do you know, have you seen some of the memes,
Have I
Denny's?
Seen them? Of course.
They're a little ridiculous. Well, it's really interesting because they are similar to Ariana in the sense that they like to post a lot of memes. But, like, Denny's doesn't have, like, a specific face, you know, or brand like Ariana does. So I thought that was very interesting. And also, they're a little more existential. They don't tweet as much as her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? What do you think?
Like, well, I think because they're a company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, they're a company, and I don't think the intern behind the desk is really, you know, there. As like, Ariana, like, she can tweet at any time
whenever
of the day she can.
Yeah, exactly.
This has to get, like, these tweets have to go through people.
Yeah. Right. Okay, cool. What do you think was, like, the craziest thing that you saw across social media on one of Denny's platforms?
Well, probably the picture of a girl dressed in all emo attire with a black Denny's menu.
Okay.
Really appealing to grunge kids, mid-2000s grunge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was the most interesting thing you saw of Ariana in the past week?
I think I really liked her meme. It was a picture of her when she was, like, a little kid. And then she photoshopped her first Grammy onto her hand. So it looked like little, like, baby Ariana was, like, holding up a Grammy. I thought it was pretty funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, what else about their social media did you notice?
I noticed that she kind of breaks down her Instagram into, like, four categories. She does, like, the memes. So, like, the very, like, fun, like, funny stuff. She does a lot of promotion for her content, but also, like, whenever she hits a milestone or she's on a cover of a magazine, she does have personal posts, like, with friends or with family, and then a lot of, like, beauty themed posts, like selfies of her or, like, her dressed up in, like, a nice outfit posing for the camera. But yeah, I think, like, it's a little different obviously across Twitter and Instagram because you could tweet and then you could post. It's different, you know? But, like, overall, she's just pretty, like, open and, like, relatable to, I think, her young fans. Yeah, how about you? Anything else you noticed?
Yeah, I really like that about Ariana.
Yeah?
Well, in Denny's case, well, I noticed that their Facebook, whereas on Twitter, they're the crazy one. On Facebook, the fans are the crazy ones.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because usually, well, they really keep, like, business attire, like, a straight face on Facebook.
Right.
They just try to advertise themselves.
It's kind of like the you versus the guy she tells you not to worry about.
Yeah. Well, it turns out the customers kind of, like, Denny's fans kind of treat it like a customer service line.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll comment these crazy stories about what they did at Denny's this past week. Now, I don't know if anyone from Denny's is listening, but it's just a strange place to do it, in my opinion. So
okay.
That's what I just noticed.
Nice. Cool. So, like, yeah. So thanks to everyone who listened in on our podcast. You know, like, tune in next week. We'll give you another breakdown. I think next week we're going to do DJ Khaled and
Lady Gaga.
Okay, so two very. I'm off the deep. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.